All right, so these are some dividend stocks to retire early, or so they say. This is more of a reaction video to this list. I am just curious more than anything about what is being said on some of these interesting little photos. Let's see here. Oh, hold on. Oh, okay. So we got dividend stocks to retire early. So this is for monthly. Now, if you want monthly dividends, looks like we got Realty Income. It's only by the symbol, and I don't know all these symbols by heart, but we got Pembina's pretty decent. Realty Income's good. Whitestone REIT's okay. Steg Industrial's not bad. Main Street Capital? I didn't know that they actually did a monthly dividend. That's not bad. Let's see, Transatlanta. Maybe it's becoming more popular. I know the little Apple Hospitality is an interesting one. Now, I wouldn't say a lot of these are created equal. There are some of those symbols I don't know, but if you recognize any of those symbols, good. Now, let me know in the comments below. But yeah, then we got Dividend Aristocrats. We got ones like 3M. We got Walmart. We got Johnson & Johnson and GPC. I always forget which one GPC is. I'll have to look that up later. But if you know the company, then you know it. It probably is a decent one. I don't know. We got A.O. Smith. We got PepsiCo, Black & Decker. These are all solid companies. GPC, I can't remember which one that is, but I'm pretty sure it's a good one. And then we got Coca-Cola. We got Walgreens. We got Affleck. We got IBM. We got Church & Dwight Co. Let's see, AbbVie. We got Caterpillar. We got Clorox. We got, what else does Daddy have? I don't know what that one is. The one with the, it's like the logo's like multiple red lines that are circling each other and just gets thinner and dissipates over to the beginning. Okay, never mind. Anyway, P&G, Procter & Gamble's pretty good. McDonald's is great. And Target, that, well, I'm kind of on the fence about Target overall as a company. I just haven't been a big fan of them for a while. And, you know, am I always willing to have a share of them in my portfolio? You bet your ass. I love exposure to any companies that are giant and decent and seem to have growth potential. Still, I'm on the fence about Target. I'm really, really on the fence about Target. Target better be like near its valuation, really close to its valuation for me to even consider it. I don't know. There's just a lot of competition in the retail space, and I feel like Walmart and Amazon have dominated the overall retail spectrum. Kroger's not bad. Kroger's fucking large as shit. And then, trying to think what else we got on this one, but yeah, just looking at let's look at the rest. Then we got for the high yield dividend stocks, we got Philip Morris, I believe. Yeah, so we got Philip Morris, that's good. And then let's see. I think that one's Verizon. If that's Verizon, I agree with that one completely. Verizon's even during a dip, I think they're always worth a buy. They're just one of those companies that they're a major player in the cell service space. Like, Verizon is a huge brand, and even if it dips like excessively, I think it's a good buy at most points. This is one of those companies that has high earnings and people need their cell phones. People want their cell phones. And also Verizon has, now has lower cost monthly plans for people, which is pretty cool. So, I don't know. There's just a lot of things going on with Verizon that I wouldn't ignore them. I think they're a great dip buy. I constantly buy them on the dip if they're down just because I like what they give for a dividend, and I just think that they'll appreciate in value over time. But yeah, they're definitely well worth it. Let me see here. So we got Main Street Capital. And by the way, Philip Morris, if you don't know, is a cigarette company. I don't know. Part of me wrestles with ever wanting to buy it, but whatever. We got Main Street Capital, just mentioned them. I didn't realize they had a monthly dividend. And then we have ExxonMobil. ExxonMobil, big giant in the oil space. I don't remember what this symbol is. This particular symbol is Symbos. I don't know what that one is. I can't remember. And we got Dow. I think it's Dow Chemicals, if I remember right. They're pretty decent. We got AT&T. We got... And all these symbols, man, they're just eluding me. Some of these symbols I just can't remember. But yeah, I'd always be willing to add most of these to my portfolio, probably. I always look at the balance sheet if I don't know what the company's all about. And I look up some news articles, look at the institutional investor amount. Just make sure, and also the cash flows. Cash flows are a big deal. If there's consistent cash flows coming out of the company, I'm totally fine with it. Then there's Universal. There's that one. I can't remember what it is. Altria Group is pretty solid. And then we got Chevron. By the way, drinking way too much Shasta. All right, so we got Chevron. And then we got Altria Group. And then now here are the dividend kings. Kings. Fight. You know, a lot of these symbols, man. Symbols. I don't know. I know Tootsie. Woo! Tootsie Pops Baby. Nordson. Johnson & Johnson. Lowe's. Cisco Solid. Colgate. Yeah, these are all good. Let's see. California Water Service Group. Don't know that one. Hormel Foods, good. Procter & Gamble, good. I'll admit, there's a lot of these symbols I just don't recognize, to be honest. Like Colgate, Pepsi, stuff like that. I recognize the big ones. I mean, I kind of stick, when it comes to investing, I stick to the companies that I know of, and then the ones that I've actually looked up to ensure they're a good company that's constantly producing producing good cash flows, good profits, has a large product pipeline. Now, if they got the money coming in, if they're highly profitable, they're not debt ridden, and they have more assets overall than they do liabilities, I am completely fine with it. I'm just a huge fan, man. I love it. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for taking the time. Let me know what your thoughts are in the comments section and below. But another thing I want you to let me know is, how do you feel about the list that's assembled right here? Because this is from Stockmaster Stock Market Investing. They claim that these are dividend stocks to retire early. How do you feel about this claim? And do you recognize some of those symbols? Symbos, I like to call them symbos. And do you recognize any of those symbols, though? If you do, I mean, there's some of these symbols that I just don't know off the top of my head or don't really know at all. So if you know them, let Daddy know in the comments below. Later, everybody. Hee hee.